This is a HeadGum Podcast.
Getting the smile and confidence you've been dreaming about, all from the comfort of your home, isn't a total mystery with Byte Clear Aligners. Just don't be surprised if all your friends start asking, "What's your secret?" Begin by ordering your at-home impression kit today for only $14.95. Byte Clear Aligners are doctor-directed and delivered to your door. Treatment costs thousands less than braces, plus they offer flexible financing, accept eligible insurance, and you can pay with your HSA FSA. Get 80% off your impression kit when you use code WONDERY at Byte.com. That's BYTE.com. Start your confidence journey today with Byte.
Hey everyone, we had a little bit of extra news we want to let you know. This Friday on our Patreon, we have something special.
Well, we have something special on a Patreon every Friday, Adel. But
you know what I fucking meant. Really? That's the hill you're going to die on?
Okay. Yes, I think our show is special.
Okay, there's a little bit of excitement this week. A lot going on. We're a little excited.
Aaron, you saw what he did, right?
No, okay. Well, we're a little
excited. I got to work with this animal.
This is what it's like to have your birthday party in a week. You guys are really acting out.
But this Friday on the main feed, we are going to be dropping a special bonus episode, which is one of our Patreon episodes. So everyone who listens to the main feed will get an extra episode. And you'll be able to hear the kind of stuff that we do on our Patreon.
That you're missing out on.
That you're missing out on.
Sweet, sweet $5 and subscribe.
Additionally, on Friday on the Patreon, we are dropping a very special episode that we recorded like back in October, which is us doing an escape room. It's one of those things that we said that we wanted to record more of. So that is going to be on the Patreon feed on Friday.
Yep, we went to Champaign, Urbana, which is like central Illinois. We went to the escape room run by Ann Lukeman and Chris Lukeman, an amazing husband-wife duo who run Adventures in Time and Space in Champaign, Urbana, so check that out. Also, this Friday, by this Friday, we will have a Discord up on our Patreon site. So you can pop in there. You can be a part of the Hey Riddle Riddle Clue Crew community. We might pop in and say hi on the Discord.
We all are looking at each other because none of us have ever used Discord before.
We'll
but we're going to figure it out.
And I don't mean to overhype the escape room, but something happens at the end of it that is, I think, the funniest thing I've ever seen and heard.
Aaron, do we want to give them a little clip of the escape room
right now? This is not the part because I want you to have to listen to it and get to the end, which is when it happens. But here's a little clip of the episode. Can you two boys behave and relax, even though this week is very exciting?
Yes, mater.
I don't like this. I don't like this bit at all. But
okay.
Even a little bit.
Enjoy the clip, and we'll see you Friday.
Bye.
It is the 1980s. You're all piled in a Volkswagen Bug, and you're driving through the woods, going on a little bit of a road trip when you run out of gas. It's quite mysterious. You remember filling up not too long ago. Nonetheless, it is getting dark, and doesn't seem like anyone else is around. But you see a faint light in the distance. You've all seen horror movies before. You know this is a terrible idea. But with a little bit of trepidation, you approach the cabin in the woods. Come with me.
You go first, Aaron?
No! Middle. I'm in the middle the whole time.
Remember to try and not talk.
You can tell this cabin would probably have gas of some kind for a weed whacker or a chainsaw. But as you approach, you knock. Don't hear an answer, but you feel a dark presence. You try the door and it opens.
And this is Fish's house?
Good luck. You have 1 hour to find the gas can and solve the puzzle of the cabin. You'll know it when you see it.
Okay, I've bought into this story too much.
You what?
I've bought into this backstory too much, and now I'm majorly freaked out.
All right, we're in a cabin.
Okay, so it's...
We got some furniture, we got a rug, we got a fireplace, we got a record player.
Some paintings on the wall.
Some paintings on the
wall. Creepy clown doll. I'm so out.
An old-timey couch.
Okay, there's books.
Creepy clown doll.
Aaron needs to check the clown doll.
I know and make me look at it.
Okay, wow, the clown doll is, in fact, creepy as hell.
Oh.
What?
A little girl.
Oh. Okay.
Oh no, she's caught you. She can sense you're here. There's no way you can make it out of here. You have to find the gas can before sundown, before she returns.
Aaron?
Hurry, I'll try to help you. I've left you messages. Look for them. This isn't a normal cabin. There's evil here, ancient evil. Trust me, and you might survive. She'll be here at dusk. You only have an hour left. Good luck.
Okay, I know we need to focus on the game, but that kid was amazing.
Yeah, that was
Does that kid
really
have an agent?
Actor.
Like, who is this kid?
I'm also so mad.
Aaron, scale of 1 to 10. How good that kid?
Very good kid. Very terrified right now.
It was a scale of 1 to 10.
Guys, we have a lock. We have a lock on this door. So there is eventually something that we're probably going to need to unlock.
Okay, there are what I can see is 4 books. One of them is A Field Guide to Ferns.
Adel, can we pick stuff up? I can't remember.
Yeah, you can pick stuff up.
Pick stuff up. Okay, I got a 0. There's a 0 underneath this. Or an O.
Cool. All right, I am checking the kitchen. There's all kinds of cutting boards.
Old-timey thing. Don't have to do that.
Oh, boy.
And there's a book that says Oh, it's In Cold Blood. Excellent. A creepy book, too.
Okay.
You guys aren't going to like this. I found a pet.
We should look at how many pages.
I found a pet named Fluffy.
There's a bunch of books about clowns.
Okay, don't make me look at it.
There's a terrible smell coming from the drain. That's what is written in this book.
If you find something, leave it open on the counter, right?
I think they thought, what are the most terrifying books?
There's a terrible smell coming from the drain.
Mein Kampf.
Okay, what's the other book? What's this book?
This is a book about teddy bear companions, and it says there's a terrible smell coming from the drain.
Okay, what if...
Oh, dude, I'm not reaching my hand down there. Are you fucking kidding me?
You
gotta reach your hand out the drain. Is this a garbage disposal bin?
The fuck is that? Oh, a key. Oh my god, there's a key in here. Oh, there's a tongue. Oh, there's a tongue on this key. Aaron, Aaron.
No, don't! Aaron. Jimmy, Aaron. No, seriously, don't.
Okay.
I want to die. Okay, hold on. Don't throw anything at me.
Okay, this door's opening, guys. This door's opening.
Wait, hold on.
Oh, the clown door is opening. Oh my god.
The doctor was the mother. He stood on a block of ice. Both of them were goldfish. It was the cannon of an airplane. He stabbed him with an icicle. And Lord, the thing
tried it. A riddle bit of Aaron in the sun.
A riddle bit of JPC all night long.
A riddle bit of Adel, dumb as shit.
Well, that was fun while it lasted. It's a riddle riddle. I'm Adel Rafai, dumb as shit.
I'm JPC, also dumb as a big box of shit.
And I'm Aaron Keith still.
Cute as a button.
Cute as a little button.
And degrade yourself.
No.
Okay, that's fair.
Tell everybody your shit.
Nope, I'm not. I'm just, Aaron Keefe.
Just like
awesome.
Your two dads.
And welcome to another episode. We have a unique situation, which...
Adel and I are married, but we are divorced. We live in a house with 3 little babies. Mm-hmm. They can all talk to the animals in the house. It's, not a unique situation. It's just fun for the whole family.
It's kind of fun. Aaron just arrived here moments ago after... coming in an Uber, they got pulled over. Aaron, do you want to talk about
being
pulled over in an Uber? How so?
Because the Uber driver pulled over quickly to pick me up. And then after that, the cops were following them and then pulled the Uber driver over and everything was expired.
So how's that your fault?
The because milk? They swerved to pick me up quickly.
But
so again, how is it your fault?
I'm a woman. I assume this is on me.
Mm.
But they wouldn't let me leave the car. And I had to wait, and I was late. But I still got French fries and a Frosty when I came in here.
Yeah.
My stomach feels weird.
We recorded a Wendy's.
We recorded a Wendy's, and we rewarded your tardiness.
Thank you.
Which is reinforcing terrible actions.
I am having pains in my stomach because I did have 20 or 30 shrimp today. And now I had ice cream, and then I had an energy drink, and then French fries.
What, did you lose a bet?
Sort of. I was in a sketch that Harrison Lott wrote,
uh-huh.
And mostly it was just me eating shrimp and him throwing shrimp at me.
That sounds about
so
right.
I feel sick.
That's a lot of shrimp.
How are your tummies? It
feels like you played out a fetish for someone.
Yeah. Yeah, there was no cameras, and hold on.
Well, I'm a little sick this week, and so when I got sick over the weekend, I went to the grocery store while I was, getting sick, and I was like, what am I going to want to eat while I'm sick? So I bought 2 boxes of Pop-Tarts, and I have had a box of Pop-Tarts. Not today. I've only had 4 Pop-Tarts today, but my roommate was like, I was eating Pop-Tarts, and he's like, hey, more Pop-Tarts? And I was like, fuck off, I'm sick. And he's like, yeah, because you're eating Pop-Tarts. Anyway, Pop-Tarts won't sponsor the show.
What do you consider like a serving of Pop-Tarts? Is it one Pop-Tart or two Pop-Tarts?
So one of the bags is two Pop-Tarts, and I would never just eat one Pop-Tart. Two Pop-Tarts is a serving.
One Pop-Tart's a serving.
No.
Look at the box.
You're going to open the bag and leave one in?
Yeah.
Do you eat them cold?
No.
No, what am I, a fucking
maniac? I don't think I've had a Pop-Tart since I was a very young child.
I went to high school with a kid whose grandpa invented Pop-Tarts.
Seriously?
Yes.
Do you put them in the freezer ever?
Michael Pop-Tart?
Yes, it was Dave Pop-Tart. I don't put them in the freezer. I will eat them room temperature, but these I did put them in the little, what's it called? Toaster.
Let's get real. What's the best flavor?
Blueberry is my favorite flavor.
I like the maple brown sugar.
Oh, okay.
That sounds good.
Mariah likes the s'mores one, and we got some s'mores ones, and I'll be honest, I didn't enjoy eating them.
Mariah's here. She can talk for herself.
My iPod charger.
My iPod charger?
That's, hold on. That's me. That's how I communicate with her. She has a very normal voice.
So I'm Old Man Puzzles.
Hold on. We didn't talk about how Adel's tummy is.
Oh, how's your tummy?
My tummy hurt.
Uh-oh.
Well, you had
Wendy's. Do you want some of my ice cream?
No, I had a Frosty.
Okay.
I had a Frosty at Wendy's. Delicious Wendy's. A name made up for Peter Pan.
Exactly.
That's true.
Are we ready for some warm-up puzzles and riddles?
Puzzles and riddles. Yes, absolutely.
Okay. How many men were born in 1996?
All of them.
All the men that are currently alive right now were born in 1996?
Because you're not a man if you didn't go through 1996.
What happened in 1996? Name one thing that happened in
1996. NATO?
Vietnam 2?
No.
Vietnam 2?
No.
NATO?
No.
NATO was happening.
No.
1996, we're talking Alanis Morissette, Jagged Little Pill.
Are you sure that was 96?
Mm-hmm. We're talking about President Bill Clinton.
What else are we talking
about? Jagged Little Bill. We're talking Mr. Bill on SNL.
Mm-hmm.
The blue dress. I did not have sexual relations with that woman.
I did not have kafefe.
I am not a cook.
Okay. What's the answer?
What about my Richard?
I am not a cook.
I am not a cook. That's my new Nixon impression. Aaron, you like that, right?
I love it.
Speak softly and carry a big cuck. Aaron, I'm going to say zero men because them would be babies.
Yes, you're right. Adel got that one.
What? Okay.
Be quicker. Be smarter. Be funnier. Be quicker. Be smarter.
I was trying to go for funnier, and I didn't know that quicker and smarter were going to be on the test.
Although in 1996, there was one man born, although he was reborn from the asshole of a rhinoceros. That was Mr. Ace Ventura.
Are we ready?
What about Boys to Men? Does that factor into your answer at all?
It does. Okay. A man was driving a black truck. His lights were not on.
No, a boy. It's 96.
A baby. You're talking about a baby.
I got it.
His lights were not on. The moon was not out. A lady was crossing the street. How did the man see her?
Daylight. Daylight mm-hmm. come.
Oh, you never said anything about the woman being the one who was seeing him. Mm. They were seeing each other romantically.
Mm. They were seeing each other.
How did the man see her? He dated her casually.
Yeah. You got it right.
Thank you.
A woman has 7 children. Half of them are boys. How can this be possible?
Did you just Google riddle boys?
Yeah, no, unrelated to this, I Googled riddle boys. I thought, oh, maybe this could work for that show I'm on.
I would love it. I would love it if there was some weird offshoot Hey Riddle Riddle fans called the Riddle Boys who were like those, like, it's incels.
It's like the, what's the Peter Pan?
No, I
forever,
was thinking.
Forever Boys or what's the?
Lost Boys.
Lost Boys, that's right.
Forever Boys.
We're the Forever Boys.
Peter Pan.
Dude, that would be great. Off-brand
that's Peter Pan.
Why was it all boys? Were the Lost Boys all boys?
Yeah, and then Tinkerbell.
Why were they all boys? Was that ever explained by J.M. Barrie?
I don't know.
Oh, yeah. There is a reason why they're all boys. I'm sure people will let us know on social media why they're all boys, but I can't remember now.
Thank you so much.
Maybe it's because women aren't into that dumb shit, and so they were like, no, I'm not doing this. Peace out. Let's go back to real life and work.
It's very frustrating for Wendy, I think, because she gets there, and all the boys are like, you're our mother now. Clean for us, Wendy.
But also she's got like brothers, right?
She's got two little brothers.
Two little brothers,
one
yeah.
One with a top hat and glasses and then the one with a stuffed animal.
And that big old dog.
Mm-hmm.
Poor Wendy.
A woman has 7 children. Half of them are boys. How can this be possible?
Cut the baby in half. King Solomon.
Yep. You got it.
A woman has 7 children. Half of them are boys. How is that possible?
Mm-hmm. The other half are girls.
Seven. Okay. Oh, one was stillborn.
No. Oh, my God. No.
Jesus, Edel.
Oh. What? I'm trying to. I'm not trying to be funny. I'm trying to solve the riddle.
Half of them were boys, the bottom half.
No.
Ooh. Seven children.
Oh, she, twins.
She counts one of her cats as a kid.
No. Wait, the answer is not twins?
The answer is not twins.
Woman has 7 children. Half of them are boys. Uh-huh. How is it possible?
So 7 divided by 2, half, is 3.5. Uh-huh. So now we're in a real bit of a pickle. Is one of them like gender fluid?
No.
No? Fuck.
Well, they could be, but it doesn't
That's not
say.
The answer?
When in the riddle, when it says she had 7 children, that means it's any amount of children, but they all enjoy the movie 7.
Yes. Yeah. Oh, one of the children is a grown up, and so they're no longer a boy. They're a man.
Nope.
Boys to men?
A woman ABC? Has 7 children. Half of them are boys. How can this be possible?
Give us a hint.
This is a lame. This is a lame answer.
Wait, so is it only 7 children?
Yep.
Okay. Oh, she's pregnant with one of them, and you don't know the gender yet?
No.
Fuck.
Oh, one of them's got like 2 heads.
Nope. Can I tell you the answer?
Yeah.
They are all boys.
Oh my God. Now,
I'd like to see
I don't get it.
That still doesn't make sense.
Well, I mean, 3.5 of them are boys because all 7 are boys. Anyways, I would like to see a scene. So, JPC.
Yes.
And Adel, you're my 2 sons, and you're the youngest of currently
you're
6 boys.
Regret this.
I know. And
we're both the youngest of 6 boys?
Yeah, you're like the 2 youngest.
Gotcha.
And I'm pregnant and about to tell you that you're getting a new sibling, and we'll see how it goes.
Mom.
Yep.
Hey, Mom.
Hey, Mommy.
Hey, Mommy.
Mm-hmm.
How are you?
Christian got yogurt in my eyes.
You got what?
Christian got yogurt in my eyes.
On purpose or by accident?
He was jumping on top of a go-gurt and it squirted onto me.
So it was an accident?
No, he did it intentionally on purpose.
Apologize?
He's a sadist, Mama.
Never. I'll never apologize.
Well,
not until we get Yoplait in the house. I'm not going to eat any more fucking go-gurt. I want Yoplait.
Yoplait?
Yoplait.
You're adding the T to the end of Yoplait.
Yoplait.
Clean Yoplait.
Okay, well, boys, sit down. I have some news.
Okay. I prefer
grab
to stand.
Grab your top hat. You grab your little stuffed animal. I'm having another baby.
Mama Wendy, who's the father?
Who's the father? Papa died in the war.
Papa died in war. He died in Vietnam, too.
You're asking a lot of questions that
Papa
don't really
died in
matter.
Vietnam, too.
1996, Mama.
So, just someone got me pregnant. Doesn't matter who.
Give me a
Was
name.
It the lead singer of Fastball?
Maybe, maybe not. I did have a lot of fun at that concert.
Well, that's a lie.
you must have been the only one.
What are some... do you know Fastball?
Yeah.
Do you want some other guesses of who it might be?
No, but
they sing that song, The Road That We Travel On Is Paved in Gold.
Mm-hmm.
And there's also Vertical Horizon. Mm-hmm. There's
that's
Stroke
a different
9.
Band.
There's Goo Goo Dolls, Third Eye Blind. Oleander, what are some... Fuel, what are some of the hit bands in 1996?
Lifehouse.
Lifehouse?
So I'm having another kid, and I know you've all been praying for a sister.
Yes. Please, give us a sister.
Please, just a sister.
My room is
one
a mess.
Sister.
Who will cook and clean?
Half of us are boys.
I want to know what the opposite of a penis is. All I've ever seen is this penis, and it's not impressing me.
Mama, brother puts his penis between his legs and says, would you fuck me? I'd fuck me.
Everyone's penis is between their legs. Where do you put your penis?
As much as I would love a daughter, too, because this is a living hell.
Uh-huh. Yes, for us as well. We have no father who died in Vietnam, too.
It's another boy.
Oh.
And I want you to be kind to him.
Okay. What kind? Just a little joke, Mama. I'd love to see you smile.
See? Oh, man. All right, here's another warm-up one, and
okay.
We'll be done with these. How many cookies can you eat on an empty stomach?
What?
You can't. You eat cookies on airplanes. How many cookies can you eat on an empty stomach? So you've killed someone, drained their guts, now you're sitting on top of them eating cookies? 4.
What the
hell? Well, Cookie Monster doesn't really eat cookies.
How does Cookie Monster sound?
Nom, 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 nom.
Wrong.
He just chews them and they all fall out of his mouth. Mm-hmm. How many cookies can you eat on an empty stomach? One, because after that, you don't have an empty stomach.
He did it.
That's smart.
He did
That's
it.
Very
he
smart.
Got the answer right. He's Addle. He did it. He got the answer right.
I'm Addle. I got it. I want some cookies. Limp Bizkit is a single.
He did it all for the cookie. Yes, come on.
When two princes come before you, just go ahead now. Okay, are we ready?
For what?
A riddle.
Oh, then yes.
Okay. A king has no sons, no daughters, and no queen.
Then he's not a king.
I think you Googled.
Yes, king.
Boy riddles.
You have no idea what I Googled.
Every riddle involves kids.
Release the tapes. We demand to see the emails.
Mostly what I Google is true crime stories that aren't too scary.
That's going to be a Patreon episode.
Yeah.
This man had his lunch taken out of a fridge. Now we'll figure out who.
All right. Let's do this. A king has no sons, no daughters, and no queen. For this reason, he must decide who will take the throne after he dies. To do this, he decides that he will give all of the children of the kingdom a single seed. Whichever child has the largest, most beautiful plant will earn the throne. This being a metaphor for the kingdom. I can feel you both completely losing me. I'm losing you.
You can feel us losing you? What are you, my college girlfriend at the end of our relationship?
I can feel you losing me.
I can feel you losing me.
What do you mean, babe? I'm trying to play GoldenEye.
GoldenEye? Where the fuck do you think I went to college?
1996.
I'm trying to play Halo 6, baby. I'm young.
At the end of the contest, all the children came to the palace with their enormous and beautiful plants in hand. After he looks at all the children's pots, he finally decides that the little girl with an empty pot will be the next queen. Why did he choose this little girl over all the other children with their beautiful plants?
Wait, this little girl's going to be the next queen?
Yep.
Ugh.
And she didn't have a plant.
Oh, no. It's because...
This king is jealous of... he doesn't want to have a bunch of spawn. He doesn't want to put a bunch of children into the air like in line of succession because he thinks that they will challenge his power and betray him. So, of course, he goes with the barren queen who couldn't grow a single seed.
That sounds like my name.
Yes.
It's a metaphor for her.
Barren queen. Now Aaron he can...
barren queen. Aaron Keefe. The barren queen. There was a... The year that you graduated high school, it was a prom king and a barren queen, correct?
Yeah, of course.
So anyway, he weds this barren queen so that he doesn't have to worry about his progeny killing him.
No, but now I know how your brain works.
I think it's the little girl because she was smart enough to save the kingdom's resources. She didn't waste water on an unnecessary
water,
challenge.
Earth, fire, heart, monkey.
Heart, rain, mati.
JBC's on the right track with the king being like manipulative. And like tricky.
Oh.
Mischievous.
So Adel and I shared a little glance during this, and I think I know the answer. But the seed has come? Is that his seed that he's giving to these kids?
Yeah. I'll have the cum sandwich.
Can we get that on a t-shirt?
I think we already talked about that.
By the time this comes out, it should already be in TeePublic.
No, it is not his cum.
Thank you.
I said the
Thank
word
you
that you like.
For saying it and making eye contact with me. Okay. Well, just because it wasn't, can I also get you to admit that was a pretty good guess?
Pretty good guess.
Wait, what was the time between when he gave them seeds and when he paraded those kids in front of him?
Does it say? No. Let's say 4 months.
Does how old the kids are matter?
No.
Can they be 18? Can we just make them 18?
Sure.
Great. So they're adults. They're fully consenting adults.
Yep.
Is it a matter of in the time allotted, no plant would grow that big? So obviously the other kids cheated and like dug up plants and put them in a pot?
You're on the right track.
Aaron, I want to amend that. Can we make him 17, but can we make it in a state that that's legal?
Oh my God, JPC.
I know what it is.
Let me get my spray bottle that I spray at JPC.
No, legal. It's
spray.
I know what it is, but I don't know how to articulate it. Like it's something where the seeds weren't able to be like... germinated or whatever, like
germinated.
They're like empty seeds or something.
Yeah.
These are not real seeds.
Uh-huh.
People started growing the seeds.
The girl is the only honest one. Mm.
She's the only honest one.
You got
one.
It.
Yeah.
All right. So, I would like to see a scene. And Adel, you're this little girl, and so you've already won. You're gonna become queen.
Okay.
And JBC, you're the king, and you're like giving her a tour, and you're realizing like, uh oh, she may not be a great fit.
Okay.
Thank you again for making me win the contest.
Yes, absolutely. Well, I didn't make you win. You won fair and square. And this is the kingdom. This is the castle. What are you, 16, 17? 18?
Five years old.
Boy, oh boy, oh boy. Okay, anyway, here's where you'll be staying, and I'll see you in 13 years. That's your corner of the castle. That's your kingdom over there. That's your tower. Just stay in that tower. Do not come out of that tower.
Okay.
Okay.
I'll be like Rapunzel.
What's happening?
I'll be like Rapunzel.
Sure. Knock yourself out. You do whatever you need to do. 5 years old. Whew. A couple of my councilmen are going to lose their jobs, to say the least.
Hi, I'm Annie's mom.
Oh.
I'm so happy. Thank you for doing this contest.
Holy crap. What are you, 22?
Yeah.
Oh, shit.
Embarrassing me.
Annie, tell him some of your ideas for the kingdom.
I thought it might be fun if we took the castle and put it upside down.
Okay, yeah, that'd be fun. That'd fucking ruin the castle. I'd completely destroy the castle.
Well,
am I queen?
Well, yeah, you're queen. You're gonna be queen. A 5-year-old queen. You have policies, your mom says?
Yeah. Oh, yeah, I had the policy that if anyone is caught stealing, that we cut off their hands.
Okay, that's a terrible policy. People love stealing. Stealing stimulates the economy.
Well, this would help deter the situation.
Okay, yeah, I mean, that's a very drastic measure. What else you got for me, kid?
I thought it might be fun if all children had to be boys.
Oh, boy. All right. Let's unpack that. How do we enforce a law like that?
I don't know.
Oh, you don't know. Okay. So you're just into creating fun, good laws without any enforcement plans. This is going to work.
What if the jester was a cat?
No, that's something we can all agree on.
Cat jester.
Yeah, okay. I'm allergic to cats. That's not gonna work for me, the king.
What if every time that a star twinkled, that we gave the village bread?
That's very sweet.
Yeah, that is very sweet. That would completely ruin our bread economy. The stars twinkle every night. No, you don't seed me. I'm the king. Stars twinkle every night. You want bread every night? I got a bunch of villagers eating fat nighttime bread. They're all eating bread and going to sleep. Your body can't process that bread.
Oh, fat man. Nighttime bread?
I feel like that's how JPC ends every scene. You can't seed me. I'm a king.
It sounds like a Frank Zappa song, Fat Nighttime Bread.
Yeah. I used to say in improv, the show doesn't end when the lights go out. The show ends when I say the show ends. Ugh. Because the lights come back up, and if I'm not done, I'm still doing comedy.
Oh, whoa. He's a fun person.
Stay in your seats, folks. There's 10 minutes more of this show. I've got two more characters for you tonight.
A woman goes into a bank in Chicago and asks for a $1,000 loan for an upcoming trip she has planned to Asia. The loan officer tells her she will need collateral if she wants the loan. She tells the loan officer, I'll leave my car. It's worth $150,000. The bank takes the car for the loan, laughing at her for leaving such an expensive collateral. A month later, when the woman comes back, she pays off her loan plus interest, costing her $1,020. The bank manager smirks at her and asks, while you were gone, we found out you're very wealthy. Why would you get such a small loan and leave such an expensive collateral? She tells him why, and he realizes she's not as dumb as they thought. Why did she get the loan?
Does it say how long she was gone for, or like how much the interest rate was?
No.
Because I have an idea.
I have an idea too, but it also really depends on that interest rate. What are we talking about? Fixed rate? Is it just a flat 2%? Is it compounding?
You came to the right place because I work at a bank.
Fucking Dr. Banks over here. Do you work at a bank?
No. Do I look like I know anything
about
money?
What do you do outside? I don't know you outside of this bucket.
Yeah, I know. I work for an education.
You work for an after school program.
Yeah, I work for an educational program for little girls.
Because one time a girl pierced your eardrum.
Yeah, that was that was when I was nannying. That was in a privacy of a home.
Oh, so you had even more control and you still...
Yeah, I was the only adult responsible there.
Real quick, when I was in college, I used to work for a self-storage place and part of
You
my,
don't real quick me, I'm the king!
Part of my daily routine was taking the bank deposit to the bank in the mornings. And the bank was like right across the street. And it was not my bank, it was just my work's bank that I would deposit this in every day. And whenever I worked there for years, and whenever a new person would work at the bank, like I would put this deposit and they're like, hey, have you ever thought about opening a bank account with this bank? But of course I didn't want to. And there was a new person working at the bank. It was a lady one day, and I was taking in the deposit, and she was like, have you ever thought about opening up a bank account here at like Key Bank or whatever? And I was like, actually the only bank that I use is of the Spank variety. And she looked at me and she goes, oh, okay. And I was like, okay. But I think it went like completely over.
She's like, well, do they have competitive rates? Or?
No, I think 4 hours later, she was like, I hate my job.
Do they have free checking? Masturbation.
I like the idea of a person who doesn't use conventional banks, but they do understand the concept of a bank.
I put all my money in a Spank
bank. So my answer to this riddle is Spank Bank. Next question.
Yep.
My thought is that she does that so she doesn't have to pay for airport parking.
Is this an airport bank? Tell me you legally
right.
You have to. Is he right?
He's
Am I right?
Right? Yeah. She got the loan to keep her car safe and save money on parking while she was gone.
Nice.
Wow.
Although, wouldn't she just leave it at home and take an Uber to the airport?
She doesn't have a home.
Is that what it says?
No, I don't know. I'm making it up. I'm giving her like a glamorous, mysterious life.
I thought that that she was like trying to hide assets. Like she was going through a divorce and she was like, oh, if I put this bank collateral thing here, I mean, that wouldn't work. Okay. So people
have a devious fucking mind.
People have tried to do that for me before, but guess what, Catherine? I found the car and I cut my half of it off and I ate my half of the car. And now I have a car.
My half.
JBC, when you get a divorce,
I'm given a divorce,
what of your property do you think you're gonna?
Well, I should probably keep most of my hair. I'll keep my pride.
Spaghetti.
I'll definitely keep spaghetti. You'll have to pry spaghetti out of my cold dead hands. Al dente, baby. You know what? Honestly. When I do get a divorce, let her have it all, okay?
Does she start fresh?
Does she get your spot on Hey Riddle Riddle?
Oh, of course.
Oh, very cool.
This thing is my only asset. And I, by the way, I do sell it off to people often. I know we haven't recorded any episodes that I haven't been a part of yet, but very soon we're going to have a lot of special guests, air quotes, in the studio. I owe a lot of bad people a lot of bad money.
Bad money. I can't wait till all three of us are divorced and it's just three different hosts who don't really want to be here.
I thought it'd be fun to
don't
have
love us anymore
for Mother's Day. I thought it'd be fun if we had our moms call in or something.
Oh yeah,
have all of our moms call in to do a riddle.
And for Father's Day, let's do the same with all of our dads, but it'll just be like empty dial tones. Yeah.
Oh man,
we should also have an episode where if our siblings are ever in town at the same time.
Mm-hmm. Okay, your sibling lives in this town.
It is
dickhead.
Very charming, and we all whatever.
Your brothers are one's in Indianapolis and one's in LA.
It's space.
Space.
Yeah, it's space.
We got to have Mitch on eventually.
If we ever do a live show.
Yeah, if I feel like get my ass kicked. Yeah.
I don't want people to boo him. I'm like afraid.
Oh, people will boo him.
I think it's too late.
I know. I messed up.
You created this stigma.
He's a monster.
He's the best. All right. I have another bank riddle. Can you believe it?
The only riddles that I believe are of a spank variety.
All right. A bank is getting robbed.
Have you guys ever put one of these riddles in your spank bank?
At this point, I can only masturbate to riddles.
To riddles?
Yeah.
The one where the father like locked his son out of his house, I was like, lock and key. That one's coming back for daddy later. Papa horny for riddies.
That was one of the worst ones
it
we
was
ever
so
did.
Bad. It was so bad.
That was maybe the very first riddle we ever did.
I think it could have been.
I masturbate to the one with the opera singer breaking the glass of the science one.
Because you solved it?
Yeah.
Yeah, because anyone I solve, I'm like, I got to remember this later.
I do jerk off to the one about the girl pissing out the poison.
I feel like in my head, that's the answer.
That's the answer to that riddle?
That's the answer I wanted.
I tend to think of like sex and stuff.
Oh, yeah.
No, that's weird and gross.
Whatever floats your goots, badoops.
Whatever floats your goots, magoots.
Okay, all right, here we go.
Yes.
A bank is getting robbed, and one of the robbers tells one of the tellers to give him all of the money. The teller tells him she doesn't have access to it. Suddenly, the phone rings. Robert tells the teller to answer it and not give them away. She picks up the phone and it happens to be her mother. She tells her mother, "Is this an emergency, Mom? Call me when I get home. I could use some help painting." Then she hangs up. The robbers continue to try to get into the vault, but 20 minutes later, the police show up with the teller's mom and arrest them all. How did the police know about the robbery?
First of all, 20 minutes? Your clock on this bank robbery job is way off. Second of all, they would never bring the mom to an active, like, bank robbery.
Uh-huh. Well, maybe the mom's a cop.
Cop mom.
Damn, cop mom coming this fall.
The doctor was the mom.
The doctor was a cop.
The copter was a helicopter.
Did it.
Helicopter mom. I would say, so she says, is this an emergency? I'll see you at home. I need help painting.
Want me to say what she said?
Yeah.
She tells her mother, "Is this an emergency, Mom? Call me when I get home. I could use some help painting."
Call me when I get home. I could use some help painting.
Call me when I get home? How would the mom know when she gets home?
Use some help painting. Do the letters spell out a message or something? Can you use some help painting?
Is this an emergency, Mom? Call me when I get home. I could use some help painting.
Oh, the mom knew something was up because the daughter works at a bank and she has no artistic talent.
Shade, sweet, spicy. Shade. Okay.
I wish I could paint.
I could use some help painting.
I want to see a scene. JPC.
Okay.
You're a character.
Thank you.
Named Rob.
Okay.
And your catchphrase is "You're getting robbed" while you put two thumbs at yourself.
Gotcha.
No matter what the situation is. Aaron, you're a bank teller, and there's a massive misunderstanding happening.
Sure. Welcome to Chase. How can I help you?
I'd just like to make a deposit.
Okay, just fill this out.
I've already got my form filled out. There you go.
Deposit.
Yeah, I'm making a deposit into my account.
Okay, great.
And
can you just put your PIN number in?
There you go. Well, that's not part of it.
Put
my PIN number in to make a deposit?
Yeah. Just open your account and...
You want me to open my account?
Yeah, so I can put... Yes.
You have it on your computer.
Yes, I know, but for security reasons.
I'm just fucking with you. You've been robbed.
Oh my God, what?
It's just my sense of humor.
Oh, what?
So, yeah.
Oh my God. Oh my God. It's my second day.
No, it's okay. You've been robbed.
Okay. You already did it?
Yes.
It's not happening currently.
Well, it's actually still happening.
Oh my God. Okay.
As we continue this conversation, I'm continually robbing you.
I'm scared.
Whoa. Wait, did you just throw up?
Yeah, a little bit on my blue shirt.
Oh God.
Okay.
Wait
it's
a second.
Fine.
Are you robbing me?
No.
Are you Robin me?
I'm not. No, I would never. I don't know.
But your name is Robin, correct?
My name is Robin.
Yeah. So you robbing me?
No, I'm not. I'm not robbing. I've never stolen money in my life. I'll pretend everything's fine. Here's how much money do you want? I have about.
It's a deposit.
I have $10,000.
We cut to the security guard in the corner. All right, Frank. You heard what he said. He said, "You're being robbed. You've trained for this. You were in Vietnam too. Just approach him, gun out, and shoot him in the face." You! Stop right there.
Me?
Yeah.
What do you mean? Oh, whoa. Hey,
get
guy.
On the ground.
No, hey.
You wait. Robbing this place?
No, I'm
she's
Robin.
Robbing this place.
He is robbing me. I am Robin.
You've been robbed.
All right, Frank, you've prepared for this. You're in Vietnam, too. Aim the gun at the bank
Frank,
teller and shoot
Frank,
her in the
wait,
face.
Frank, we can hear you. Frank, what? Frank, just call 911.
And Frank, I can hear you, too. It's me, the gun. Frank, you don't want to do this, buddy. Think of all the good times we've had together.
It's happening again.
What's happening again? You've been robbed.
Call me when I get home. I need help painting.
She doesn't have a home. She lives on the streets. She works at a bank in Hawaii. The cost of living there is way too expensive. So even people who have people who like legit work at banks and then are homeless, it's fucked. The housing costs are
but
just too expensive.
In Hawaii, in Oahu. What a relaxed life.
There are whole tent cities on the beach of just like homeless people that have to live in tents.
Oh, man.
Yeah. So is that the answer?
Yes.
Good.
Have you brought up this riddle now?
So does this woman have a home? Can I ask some questions?
Yeah.
Does this woman have a home?
Yes.
Does this woman paint recreationally?
Maybe.
Ugh. Is she known for painting?
Maybe. Not, that doesn't matter.
Is it something where like they have a system where it's like every third word? Because call, help,
You're on the right track.
There's some sort of encoded message that they have worked out beforehand because because all the words necessary to let the mom know what's going on are embedded in the sentence.
That's true, but nothing is worked out beforehand.
Can you read the sentence that she says one more time?
I would love to. Is this an emergency, Mom? Call me when I get home. I could really use some help painting.
The daughter lives at home with her mom.
I don't know.
The mom is dead. She's a ghost, so she's omniscient and she can.
There's something about the phrase, is this an emergency, Mom?
You are on the right track.
It's all pig Latin.
It's like embedded.
Is this an emergency?
Is this
call
an emergency, Mom?
Help.
Yeah.
She stressed each word. I know what it is.
What?
So she said that on the phone, but she also had her computer out and she sent her an email.
No, you were really on the right track. Emergency call and help.
Yeah.
Wait.
The right words.
All right. Say the one.
Is this an emergency, Mom? Call me when I get home. I could really use some help painting.
But I don't know how to let the mom know that unless she's like stressing the words.
Yeah, I don't
know. Or unless she doesn't, she lives with her mom and she doesn't paint, or like the rest is just like.
It's definitely, it's like a stressing the words thing, but she's doing something mechanical.
She's made it a limerick.
No.
If I was this person's mom, they'd be fucking dead because I would not be able to get this from
the
context.
The mom, well, yes, you think you would.
Every time she says one of those words, she holds down a button on the phone.
The other way around.
Every time she holds down a button on the phone, she says one of those words.
is she pressing like a number?
That's
oh,
so funny.
As she's saying that sentence, she holds down a button for the dial tone. So all the mom hears is emergency, call, help. Is that right?
Yeah, it's the mute button though.
Nice.
Cool.
Nice.
Emergency call help is all that she gave her?
Mm-hmm.
We between the three of us, we can think of a better sentence that would
that have the words emergency.
Yeah.
Okay.
Hi, Mom. Is this an emergency? Call the police.
Yeah, call the police. I blew it.
I blew it.
Hi, Mom. After work, I have to go to the sperm bank to get Uncle Rob's sperm.
blam, blam, blam.
Mom, can you pick up some emergency? I'm getting a cold. I need some help. Let's listen to the police later.
Let's listen to the police later.
Shut up, JPC. I'd like to see a scene. So, JPC, you're on the phone with your partner, who is Adel, and you are trying to break up with Adel using this tactic.
Boy, using like the mute, mute button tactic?
Yep. Mm-hmm.
Hey, sweetie, are you laughing?
This is such a fucking hard premise.
What's a hard premise?
I'm a jerk.
What's a hard premise?
Hold on, I'm talking to a coworker. Can you, I want to talk this out, but can you just give me 1 second? I'm just on the phone with a coworker.
Yeah.
Hey, Aaron?
Yeah.
What the fuck?
I'm sorry.
Usually these scene setups are like...
I'm still on the line.
I'm sorry. Yes? Oh, yeah, Adel. Hold on, sweetie. Just give me 1 second. Usually these scene setups are like fucking like you're both scuba divers and you're looking for gold. Not like...
See, that sounds really fun.
Hey,
we should do that later.
Sweetie?
Yeah?
You know how
yeah?
we're divorced and we have three kids and they talk to animals? Would you say that's a unique situation?
It's a living.
That's why I divorced you.
I'm pushing you to be better.
Wow, okay.
I think you're very talented. This just means I think you're capable of
things. I am going to start also pushing you to do equally complicated premises. I think that's a really good challenge for an evolution of the show. All right,
I'd like to see a scene.
Aaron, I'd like to see a scene. No.
And they're looking for gold.
I'd like to see a scene, Aaron. This is a woman. It's a scene by herself, and she has a disease where every...
She has that beautiful mind disease, so I want you to put forward a mathematical equation and then solve it, but it has to be correct.
Every word of every sentence has to begin with a new letter of the alphabet and in sequential order, except every third letter you skip and go back four letters. So it's A, B, C, Z, D, E.
Does that make sense?
Does that make sense?
I can do it.
No.
Well, let's take a quick break and we'll be right back with more complex scenes. Wow, JPC, your aura is kind of, it's kind of like a gray.
Oh, thank
like
you.
A dark gray. Do you mind if I take a picture of your aura?
Oh, no. And honestly, I get stopped all the time asking if people could, did you say take a picture of my
speeding
aura?
Speeding or, yeah, take a picture of your aura because I want to put it in my aura digital frame, which is my new favorite thing.
Oh, yeah. I mean, I'm on so many people's aura digital frames that I would be honored to have my aura on your aura.
Oh, my aura on your aura. Yeah, that sounds great. I got these aura frames. I gave one to my mom for Mother's Day. She absolutely freaking loves it.
Mm-hmm.
You just upload any pictures you have, pops up into the frame immediately. If you, like, I bought my mom a frame, I can upload pictures to her frame at any time. It's one of the best things I've ever purchased for my mom.
Yeah, of course. I mean, they're Wi-Fi connected digital picture frames, and they allow you to share and display unlimited photos. And like I said, my aura photo, my gray, it's kind of like a storm cloud energy that I have.
Yeah, people can actually see that.
Sometimes I, like, the top of my head is actually wet because of how powerful my aura is. And people
You're
stop
crying.
Me all the time, ask me for my picture. They say, I want to put this on my frame. It's perfect for Mother's Day. I want to give this to my mom for Mother's Day. I want her to see the stormy man that I met. It happens to me all the time.
Yeah. Oh, and we should say that Aaron got sucked into a book. You know, they also have great privacy. You have complete control over who has access to your frame, and the Aura app lets you share photos more securely than with email, which many other digital frames require. So people can't steal your sort of gray, your grayish sort of energy.
Yeah, and the book is over 100 years old. Aura was named the best digital photo frame by Wirecutter and selected as one of Oprah's favorite things. Aura frames are guaranteed to bring joy to moms of all ages. And right now, Aura has a great deal for Mother's Day. Listeners can save on the perfect gift by visiting AuraFrames.com to get $30 off plus free shipping on their best-selling frame. That's AuraFrames.com. Use code Riddle at checkout to save. Terms and conditions apply.
I would open the book to help Aaron, but I don't want to get sucked in myself if, you know.
Of course, no one does.
Yeah.
Okay, and then I'll just go and I'll start with the jingle. Is that okay if I start?
Whenever you're ready.
Henson Shaving! You better shave your hair! How was that?
It's pretty good. It was a little bit more yacht rock than before, which is actually what we're going for.
Oh, great! Because my call said yacht rock. I mean, that's why you brought JPC in. I mean, I'm Mr. Yacht Rock.
Yeah, exactly. And we here at Henson Shaving are a family-owned aerospace parts manufacturer that has made parts for the ISS, International Space Station, and Mars Rover. And now we're bringing precision engineering to your shaving experience.
Okay. Now, I didn't know that about aerospace manufacturing and International Space Station. I'll give you a jingle with more of like a space feel, if that's okay.
Perfect.
Bleep, blort, beep, bort, people, papa, people, papa, people, papa, people, papa, heats and shaving.
Okay,
you gotta shave in space.
Yeah. Well, that sounds like the aliens are singing it, and our aliens don't buy our product. So that's our razor blades.
Huh. Dang. Okay. Yeah. No. Good note. Good note.
Mm-hmm. JBC, razor blades are like diving boards. The longer the board, the more wobble. The more wobble, the more nicks, cuts, and scrapes. A bad shave isn't a blade problem. It's an extension problem. And we here at Henson solve that.
Diving board makes me think beach, and so let's do like more of like a beachy vibe for the jingle.
Oh,
Henson Shaving, shaving at the beach.
Huh. Okay.
What do we think?
That was actually pretty good. That's more of a Elvis. Just like Elvis in the 50s, I want to say, Henson Razors works with standard dual edge blades to give you the old school shave with the benefits of new school tech. Once you own a Henson razor, it's only about $3 to $5 per year to replace the blades. Just like in the 1950s when razors were like $3 to $5 a year. And now it's thousands.
Mm-hmm. And Henson Shaving wants the best razor, not the best razor business. That means no plastic, no subscriptions, no proprietary blades, and no planned obsolescence.
Aaron, go ahead and tell us how to get those Henson razors. Oh, she got sucked into an ancient book of evil.
To an ancient book of evil, yeah. So she's not going to be
She's in a world we can't even begin to imagine. I'll read it. It's time to say no to subscriptions and yes to a razor that'll last you a lifetime. Visit HensonShaving.com/riddle to pick the razor for you and use code riddle and you'll get 2 years worth of blades free with your razor. Just make sure to add them to your cart. That's 100 free blades when you head to HensonShaving.com aura.com/riddle and use code riddle.
Okay, 100 free blades. Let me just do another...
Whenever you're ready.
Another jingle? Okay, 100 free blades. He's the black hunter of vampires, and there's 100 of him. Henson shaving, 100 free blades.
So is it like Blade siblings, or he got cloned? Or
I don't quite know how it works. This show is brought to you by Helix Sleep. You know what? All of this, trying to get Erin out of this ancient evil book that she's been sucked into has really drained me, Adel. And I think it's time for us to just take a little nap. And what better way to do it than on our Helix Sleep mattresses?
Oh, Helix Sleep is the saving grace in my life right now. I'm so stressed. I didn't think I'd be able to sleep. But because of my Helix Sleep mattress, I sleep like a baby, even though Erin's, you know, somewhere in the dark abyss of the book.
We don't know what's in the book. We just know that it's a book. We don't know that she doesn't have a Helix Sleep mattress in there. We don't know that inside of the book you can't take the Helix Sleep quiz, which I did, right. And I got matched with a Midnight Lux mattress, which is one of the best nights sleep I've ever had on this mattress. It's such a relaxing sleep. And we don't know that that's not what Erin's experiencing in the book that she got sucked into.
Yes, and we realize everybody is unique, and everyone sleeps differently. You know, Erin sleeps inside of a book. That's why Helix has several different mattress models to choose from, each designed for specific sleep positions and feel preferences. I know me, Gemma, our cats, we all lay on this bed and we all just zonk. We're all just so comfortable.
Yeah. Plus, it's shipped straight to your door, free of charge, and you get a 100-night trial and a 10 to 15-year warranty to try out your new Helix mattress. Plus, models with memory foam layers to provide optimal pressure relief if you sleep on your side, models with a more responsive foam to cradle your body for essential support in stomach and back sleeping positions, plus enhanced cooling features to keep you from overheating at night. And if there were to be a mattress that helps you sleep in the abyss of the book that you're trapped into, I think Helix would be a strong contender for making that mattress, which they don't currently, I do have to say.
Yeah, and we should say their sort of booklet that comes with the mattress, if you open that, you're totally fine. You're not going to, it's not going to put you in a new sort of...
The book that Erin got sucked into was over 100 years old. So yes, Helix hasn't been around as a company for that long. Not to knock them, but I mean, like a lot of companies haven't been around for over 100 years.
They're going to be. And that's because
they certainly will.
That's because they're doing such things as offering 20% off all mattress orders and two free pillows for our listeners. Go to helixsleep.com/riddle and use code HELIXPARTNER20. This is their best offer yet, and it won't last long. With Helix, better sleep starts now.
And don't touch 100-year-old books.
And we're back, everybody. Tummy check?
Still got mine.
Still got mine.
Who knows about me?
Although we did go, take a little bathroom break, and I was sitting on the toilet, and a little goblin jumped up from the toilet and said, "I'm going to take your tummy." And I said, no, goblin.
Oh, the tummy goblin.
Yeah, it was a little tummy goblin. But good news, he accepted my balls and my penis instead, and so he took those.
Oh.
Yeah, ripped them right off, ran down the toilet, put my whole hand down, tried
to get
it back.
Can I be honest? I just want to be fully, for sure. Full disclosure. Uh-huh. That wasn't a tummy goblin. He ripped off your balls and penis?
Yeah.
Yeah, it's just a regular goblin.
That's just a goblin?
Yeah, tummy goblin pops up, rubs your tummy.
Yeah.
Puts the back of his hand on his forehead, says, "You feel warm," rubs your tummy.
Yeah.
Feel better.
That's him. He's done that before. Yeah, this
is. Who are you two?
This did seem like a different
Who
goblin.
Who are you? How did I find you?
Well, I'm JPC. I'm from space.
Tummy goblin.
You're like Gonzo from the Muppets.
If we were
all Muppets.
He's like, what is that thing?
If we were all Muppets.
Oh, this is a fun question.
Who would we be? JPC be Gonzo.
I'd be Gonzo.
Maybe Rizzo, though.
I'd be Sam the Eagle.
Ooh.
Oh, that's funny.
Yeah.
You're talking like looks wise or personality wise?
Fuck you. Adel, you'd be those two old men. What are their names?
Waldorf and Statler.
Yeah, Statler and Waldorf.
You're getting some of the consonants wrong for
Waldorf and Stampa.
You'd be Waldorf and Stampler. The show's not half bad. No, it's all bad.
Aaron, you'd be Jan.
The one
with like her eyes closed.
I don't think I'd be her. That's wrong.
Okay, well, that's not how the game's played.
No, that's not exactly how it's played.
You fucked up and you didn't play the game right.
Who am I?
Oh, you'd be Beaker.
So you're asking us who you are, and then we're giving you examples of who we think you are, and then we're wrong.
Until you land on one I like, that we're not moving.
You're Beaker.
I feel like I'm Kermit's nephew.
Oh.
I don't know the Muppets, so I'm going to start guessing things that I think are Muppets, like Nurmal or Meatwad.
Somebody draw them. Create them, draw them quickly.
Everyone's favorite Muppet, Meatwad.
Draw us as
Frylock,
Muppets.
Frylock, Meatwad, Master Shake. All the best Muppets.
Me and my three brothers, I was definitely Master Shake. My older brother was Frylock, and my little brother's Meatwad. Nobody asked.
I'm happy to know that now.
I feel like Aaron's Meatwad. I'm probably Frylock.
I'm not
and your Master
Meatwad.
Shake.
I'm definitely Master
I'm
Shake.
Not
Aaron,
Meatwad.
Aaron, do you know Aqua Teen Hunger Force?
No.
Well, Meatwad is. But I wasn't saying that to
you're
like
just going
nerd shame
name
you,
alone.
But,
no,
but Meatwad is the best one.
Why?
Because you want to be. Meatwad's the only
sweet
one with heart
and has heart.
Yeah.
And empathy.
Master Shake is a manipulative dick.
Frylock's annoying.
Frylock is an annoying nerd, like a brainiac know-it-all. And Meatwad is like stupid but has heart.
Oh.
Well, okay, they're all bad. all bad.
Aaron, you're dumb. We're breaking up.
Oh no! Oh no! Yeah, okay, fine. I think I'm a monster in real life, but next to you two, I sound like an angel. Let's do this.
Yeah, I know. Isn't that great, though? But, like, think about how, like, the position that you get to be in. Like, you're just the least scary of three total monsters.
Yes, but in real life, I'm like, I think I'm a little scary.
In real life,
right?
In real life, you're like a Phoebe.
From
Friends? And JBC and I are both Chandlers.
We're both Chandlers.
If anyone's Chandler, it's me.
I want a t-shirt that says, if you think you're a Chandler, you're a Ross. Aaron is a monster in real life. Like earlier tonight, she told us that she got pulled over in an Uber. And we told a little story at the beginning of the episode. Mm-hmm. But what she didn't say was that after the cops pulled away, she reached back and slit the Uber driver's throat.
Yeah, I'm a monster. Once upon a time, a servant lived with his master. After service of about 30 years...
For those who can't see, Aaron's tucked us into bed, and she's just reading from a tome with a golden spine.
Yeah, my bed's too hard. This is too firm of a bed.
My bed's too soft. My bed.
My bed.
Well, you're laying on a pee.
JBC pissed the bed.
I would never piss this Helix sleep mattress.
Oh,
one of the best mattresses in the
As
world.
As a queen, I can always tell when someone's pissed in my bed.
That's very
ma'am, that's not
ma'am,
a talent.
Ma'am, please leave this Macy's.
Please leave this mattress firm.
All right, I'm going to kiss you both in the forehead.
Aww.
Tuck you in. Put your little stuffed animals in your top hat on.
What is this? Do you have chocolate on your lips?
Yes. Yes.
What is this, lip gloss?
I had fondue. No, it's my fondue.
You had
it's
fondue?
My nightly fondue. I had cheese fondue and chocolate fondue. It's my nightly fondue. What do you mean?
So the fondue you had was just cheese fondue dumped into chocolate fondue?
I had both.
Did you have 30 shrimp dumped in chocolate?
Yes.
Would you eat at a Kira Knightley themed fondue restaurant called My Knightley Fondue?
What's the theme?
It's Kira Knightley themed.
Okay, all right. I would.
Follow up question. Would you watch a Japanese anime movie called Akira Knightley?
Yes, I would. If every character is wearing the green dress she wore in Atonement. all right, let's do this.
Full Metal Alchemist Mr. Bean.
All right, back to bed, boys. You're jumping on the bed.
Full House Metal Alchemist.
We are.
No, this is the fun.
We are boys.
This is a better game.
We are literally boys misbehaving
yes,
right now.
I've given you warm milk. Now lay back down to sleep.
What's in
I'm
this
gonna tell you
milk?
This all right, we're going to relax. Once upon a time, a servant lived with his master. After service of about 30 years, his master became ill and was going to die.
Poison.
What? One day, the master called his... Oh, my phone died. No, it's fine. One day, the master called his servant and asked him for a wish. It could be any wish, but just one. The master gave him one day to think about it. The servant became... Are you awake?
So wait, the servant gets one wish from the master?
Mm-hmm, just one wish.
Is the master a genie?
We'll see.
Then I'm going to bed.
The servant became very happy and went to his mother for a discussion about the wish. His mother was blind and she asked her son to make a wish for her eyesight to come back.
Selfish.
And then the servant went to his wife. She became very excited and asked for a son as they were childless for many years. After that, the servant went to his father who wanted to be rich. So he asked his son to wish for a lot of money. The next day, he went to his master and made one wish, through which all three, mother, father, wife, got what they wanted. What was the servant's wish?
Money, baby.
Yoplait.
Yoplait.
So he's got the wife who wants a child. Mm-hmm.
The wife.
The father who wants the money.
Mm-hmm. The money.
What was the other one?
The mom wants the sight.
Mrs. Scarlet in the library.
Loot, the warrant, the sight.
Candlestick.
So the mom wants sight. Mm-hmm. The son wants money?
No, what was it? Father wants money and the wife wants a son.
Son, eyesight, money.
So he went to his master and he said, my wish is to kill these three people.
I wish I didn't have a family.
Yeah, you know how some riddles are bullshit?
No.
Is this one of them?
Yeah.
Oh.
He wished he didn't have a wish.
No.
He wished that they would all forget their wishes.
He wished for three wishes.
Nope.
He wished.
Does his master die?
It's a wording thing.
Oh, so money.
He says one sentence that gives him
so
basically all.
C. What's like some slang for like sight, money, and a child?
No, that's too clever.
No,
it's not like it's not like I wish that my mother could see my
son
get rich.
That's as close as you're gonna get.
Wow! Wow!
DJ, clap. Thank you. KJ's clapping.
KJ was not clapping, KJ's, by the way.
KJ, they were.
No,
KJ's
they,
been slumped over the audio board for 2 days.
They got kind of confused because you said KJ clap, and then they
KJ
stopped
did.
Clapping.
KJ, clap
if you feel like clapping. Wow, nope. Epic clap back
they
on you.
They are not clapping.
Epic
they
clap back
clapping.
On you, Aaron.
What's the actual?
Fine,
what's
KJ.
The actual sentence?
KJ just stood up and Nancy Pelosi clapped Aaron's Donald Trump ass back into her chair.
Okay. The servant said, my mother wants to see her grandson swinging on a swing of gold, which is stupid.
That's stupid.
I told you it was stupid. I didn't lie to you. Now go to bed. Fuck you both.
Mom.
I wanted daughters.
But we're lost boys. Meaning that we're boys who love to stay up late and watch the reruns of Lost.
Lost.
Well, the first couple seasons.
We love Saeed.
That would be the best is Peter. I want to see a scene.
Okay.
Aaron, you're going to be Peter Pan.
Love it.
You get in. No, hold on. Peter Pan lives in Neverland. You're going to be one of the, a new kid. You're a new kid, whoever you are. Peter Pan has brought you to Neverland to live with the Lost Boys. Mm-hmm. And this is your first night talking to one of the Lost Boys. And you're slowly realizing that they're just all fans of the TV show Lost.
Oh boy, this will be difficult.
Well, let's make it a little more complex. GPC, every third word you have.
No. Okay. Yes, sir. The first scene is good, sir. Thank you, sir. Thank you for my scene, sir. Oh boy.
Uh-oh. Oh no. Oh man.
Here you go. Welcome. Welcome to Neverland. Why don't you get acquainted? No, I know who you are. I brought you here. I'm Peter Pan. Get acquainted
I'm
with
I'm Thomas.
Huh?
My name's Thomas.
I know. We've gone over this. Here's one of the Lost Boys. Make yourself comfortable. Bye-bye. Bye.
I'm one of the Lost Boys.
Hi, I'm Thomas. Are there pirates here?
There are pirates here, but don't be worried. Stick with us Lost Boys and you'll be fine. My name's Spider Mike. And this is Cocaine Cameron.
My name's Cocaine Cameron. You got any cocaine?
No.
I'm selling.
Thomas.
I'm selling.
Yeah.
So what do Lost Boys do?
Wait, we're not done introducing the rest of the Lost Boys. This is Smoke Monster Mike.
Yeah, they call me Smoke Monster Mike because don't leave your weed around me.
I remember a previous episode.
This is Turtle from Entourage.
Hey.
Where JBC rapped some Lost Boy names and he called the twins Franz and Spitz. And I think about it 3 times a week. Oh,
we don't know who JBC is. I don't know anything about Lost. I know there's a hatch and a smoke monster.
Not Penny's Boat.
I'm thinking about rewatching Lost because I did love it.
We should rewatch it together.
Yeah. I went to Illinois State University, ISU, in Southern, Central Illinois, not Southern. So it's in Bloomington Normal. And I was a theater major. And I remember one of the grad students in the program was a guy named Thomas Quinn. Mm-hmm. And we were in a play together. We were like the two, he was the lead and I was like his sidekick. So one of the other leads, I guess.
Yeah, sidekick. That's a name. That's a role in a play.
It was in Caucasian Chalk Circle. So that's all left my head because it was a boring play. But we were the two sort of main characters running around, and we at one of the rap parties or something, he was like, turn on the TV.
my brother's show is about to premiere. And I'm like, oh, what's your brother's show? And he's like, it's a show about an island where all these people crash in a plane. And he described the premise. And in my head, I'm like, woof. Like, this is, yikes, bikes, this is sad. And it turned out his brother is Terry O'Quinn.
Oh.
His brother's Terry Quinn, but because of SAG rules, he had to change his name to Terry O'Quinn. And his brother was Locke. And I was like, but I remember watching the first episode being like, oh, this is going to be huge.
That's so funny.
The pilot of Lost was phenomenal. It was a great pilot.
Yeah.
Yeah. And no, it wasn't a great pilot because they crashed. Yes, I did it. I did it. Aaron did it. It was Aaron who did
that
it.
Guy who plays, that guy who plays the pilot on
you
Lost.
You are sweating blood, Aaron.
Is like J.J. Abrams' college roommate.
Really?
And he's just in every J.J. Abrams. He's in the Star Wars movies. Pilot. He's in Heroes. He's in.
Yeah, he's like Porkins or New Porkins.
Did J.J. Abrams do Heroes?
He did some. He was some
producer?
Finger in it, yeah.
Save the cheerleader, save the world.
That was Aaron.
Aaron did that.
J.J. Abrams had the idea for Heroes. He wrote it down on a napkin. He tossed it into some guy's open, gaping mouth, and he said, keep this fucking trash idea of J.J. Abrams. Everything I shit is gold. And then somebody else was like, oh, Heroes, okay.
That
guy,
like
Pauly Shore.
Well, that was fun. So I'm going to do some listener-submitted Roodles.
What do you mean that was fun?
Whatever just happened was fun.
We just watched you eat a bowl of soup.
Yeah, that was fun.
And when I tried to stand up, you shot me with a Nerf gun.
That's the kind of bully I want to be. Have either of you ever seen the movie The Little Princess?
No.
The Little Princess. Nope.
It's awesome. It's one of my favorites growing up. The villain in that, there's a scene where she just makes all of her friends sit silently and watch her hair get brushed.
Wow.
And I love that.
That's cool.
Is it live action or animated?
Live action.
Is it based on The Little Prince?
Nope. It's based on the book, The Little Princess. A Little Princess. The Little Princess.
Little Women?
La Petite
I love
Princess.
That, too. I love little...
Little women walking down the street.
All right, so here's some listeners submitted. Are we ready?
Yes.
This one's from Isaac Hamilton. He said he doesn't care either way if we say his name.
Well, then let's not.
Okay. we one time had an idea of an episode where we did a whole episode from a spa, and he thinks we should do that and call it Riddles and Relaxation.
Damn.
Are we ready?
Yes.
Yep.
Hands she has but does not hold. Teeth she has but does not bite. Feet she has but they are cold. Eye she has but without sight. Who is she?
The mom from that riddle worth the wish.
Yep.
Yeah, blood mom.
Mm-hmm.
So she's the Baron Queen.
The Baron Queen. Baron Queen. That's a really good guess for this.
Eyes she has but cannot see. Hands she has but cannot hold. Bill she has but cannot pay.
No, hold on.
Bill she has but cannot pay. That's me.
She's just a poor. That's it. She's a poor me. Woman.
She has teeth but can't bite. She has hands but can't hold. She has eyes but can't see. What was the other one?
Hands she has but does not hold. Teeth she has but does not bite. Feet she has but they are cold. Eyes she has but without sight. Who is she?
Hands, so cold, eyes.
Cold feet, JPC's girlfriends on their wedding night.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, all of my girlfriends on their wedding
cold,
night.
I know.
Hands, feet, teeth and eyes.
Mm-hmm.
So what has hands, feet, teeth, and eyes that is not like a person?
Are you sure it's not head, shoulders, knees, and toes?
Oh, that's what it is. Head, shoulders, knees, and toes.
It's just one of these freaking Mr. Potato Heads.
My dad used to do a bit. There's this place called Castle Island in South Boston. It's like a war bunker.
Oh, where all the Stephen King stories are set?
Yeah. and you can drive out to it. And there's like this place that you can get like ice cream and french fries. And you can walk around. It's beautiful in the summer. There's playgrounds and stuff. But there's lots of statues and there's lots of busts. And when we were little, my dad used to do a bit where he'd go, head, shoulders, when we'd walk by them. And it is. Still makes me laugh.
Pretty good bit.
That's
pretty good
classic.
Bit. He's very funny. He also has a Boston accent. So he's like, head, shoulders. Na, 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 na. Head, shoulders. Na, na, na.
My dad used to do this bit when we were like at, you know, restaurants. They would come by the table after your food has been, delivered. And they'd say like, how is everything? Is everything to your liking? And my dad, without fail, every time would look at the waiter and go, well, it's not a dog's asshole, but I'll eat it.
My dad used to do a bit.
That's not true. Hold on. Let's just be clear. Larry never did that. But to be clear,
you mean Hootie?
Hootie, when I do have kids, I will say that every time.
My dad used to do a bit where when I was 11, he left the family.
That's one of those bits that's only funny once. Yeah. If you do it too much.
On your deathbed.
Yeah.
Oh, man. Okay.
Hands, teeth, feet, eyes. Mm-hmm. Lady Justice?
No.
Is a statue of Lady Justice?
Hands, teeth, feet, and eyes. Is it a human?
No.
The answer's not a human?
Nope.
What is it a potato?
Hands? No.
Is it a food?
Dum-dum. No, you stupid.
Okay.
No, you lunatic.
Why am I getting turned on? Stop. Stop.
It's because it's a riddle.
This is triggering for me in a way I don't want to explore.
You put it in a spank bank.
Horny for riddles.
I am horny for these riddles.
Can you give us a hint?
Yeah, can we get maybe a hint?
And hint.
It's sort of like me, but not. That's not a good hint.
Oh, no, you don't want to go down that road.
Is it an idea? Is it an intangible thing?
No, it's a thing.
It's a thing.
Is it something that we deal with on a daily basis?
I don't think you do. I'd be very interested to find out if it was a huge part of your life. It's something that was a huge part of my life.
Porn.
No. Yeah, I've moved on from porn.
Is it a shower?
Porn is complicated and overwhelming to me. That's just a thing I wanted to share.
I mean, we have to unpack this now.
No, it's just like, I just get overwhelmed.
Aaron, you watched It's Complicated, but that's not a porn.
Yeah. Oh my God, no. You can jerk off in that kitchen and go to sleep resting easy. That kitchen is gorgeous.
Yes.
KJ understands me.
I've never seen Big Little Lies, but I feel like everyone I know is like, oh, it's fucking house porn.
It's house porn. Yeah. It's coat porn. It's clothes porn. It's porn porn.
Coat porn and clothes porn are like the opposite of what porn is.
No.
Hey, you Amish kid looking for something fun? Here's some coat porn. So you used to be really into it. You'd be surprised if I was into it.
Mm-hmm.
Would JPC be into it?
No. Not maybe. Maybe. Actually, I don't know. It's not something a lot of adults are into.
Hmm.
Well,
Barbies, American Girl.
Yeah,
dolls.
Is it dolls?
Yeah, it's dolls.
That's so dumb.
It's not dumb.
Dolls.
I have feet, but I'm cold. I have hands, but cannot.
Hands, but she does not hold. Teeth, but she does not bite. Feet, but they are cold. Eyes, but she is without sight. It all makes sense.
I mean,
dolls.
Here are the American Girl dolls I had, for those of you who are interested. I know you two dummies aren't, but someone is. I got Samantha, and I threw up from joy when I got her.
Yes.
Family's favorite story to tell. I got my Samantha doll, vomited. My sisters got Felicity and Molly, but then they stopped playing with them, so I played with them. I begged for Addie. I got Addie, and then I got Kit.
That should be the new, like, Marie Kondo thing. Should be, like, if you hold something and you don't
vomit,
you should say thank you.
Truly. yeah, it is. My family was not rich, but I would beg and like circle American Girl dolls that I wanted and put them on my parents' pillow because I was obsessed.
I never got into dolls, but I loved like the Batman action figures. Mm-hmm. Like there were so many of them, and I used to play with them all at bath time. My little brother liked G.I. Joes, and he had a bunch of G.I. Joe dolls, and they couldn't fit in one vehicle except the Barbie station wagon. So he had a bunch of G.I. Joes and a Barbie station wagon so they could all drive around in it.
Mm. I used to play with Muscle Men. Anyone?
I think I know what those are.
They're like 1-inch tall pink
yeah,
little creatures,
yeah.
And there's like 5,000 different versions.
Yeah.
They all had like armor or weapons or like one shape, like a top or like they're made of brick. But that's, I accredit my imagination to those things because my mom would buy me like a case of them and it was like 100 different little guys. And I would just sit in my room and line them up and give each one a name and a backstory. And I feel like that's where I like got
and
my
you became
creativity.
An improviser?
Mm-hmm.
That's strange.
I get credit kind of my creativity because when I was a kid growing up, there was a wizard that lived behind a tree. And the wizard...
Was he?
No, he's taking my life. He's stealing my identity.
And I'm Aaron Keefe and I'm talented Mr. Ripley. And I kill Matt Damon and I'm on his boat. And maybe that's a part of the movie.
Sue, I have a riddle from Milty?
Milton Bradley?
Yes.
Is this another riddle from a millipede?
Yep.
Stop writing us riddles, you bugs.
We actually met this person, you and I did, at I.O.
Oh.
They said, Catherine and I ran into Aaron and JPC at World News Show on Saturday, the 19th of January.
Oh, why did you say it was Catherine?
Hilarious. Well, it was a couple. I remember them. We loved the show and we'll definitely be back. Here are 8 riddles. I'm not going to do all 8 right
now.
Whoa. Pick a number 1 through 8.
6.
And I'll read that one. 6. Well, do 3 and 6. Why not?
Okay.
9.
My skull is thick, but I'm not tall. But when I fall, you'll bust your gut. If we butt heads, I'll have you beat. I have no brain, but I have meat.
a ram, a dumb ram. I have no brain, but I have meat.
Bowling ball.
If we butt heads.
Wait, what about busting my gut? Isn't that laughter?
My skull is thick. I'm not tall, but when I fall, you'll bust your gut. If we butt heads, I'll have you beat. I have no brain, but I have meat.
Humpty Dumpty?
I'll bust my gut when you fall. So when I'll crack
when
up
I fall,
when I'll crack
gut.
Up laughing when it falls.
Here are two hints. Is the answer to the riddle an animal? No. Actually, I'm not going to read the second hint.
Well, it said brain, so if it doesn't have a brain.
It's made of meat.
My skull is thick. I'm not tall, but when I fall, you'll bust your gut. If we butt heads, I'll have you beat. I have no brain, but I have meat.
Is it like a cadaver that's been donated to science? Like the organs have been taken out?
No, that's a good guess. Can I give you a hint of my own that's not one of them?
Yes.
Mm-hmm. Do you have lyrics to go with that bullshit hum? I don't know the song.
You do.
I don't. I don't know it.
And a Moana?
Yeah.
Oh, it's a jellyfish.
Oh, yeah.
Is it a jellyfish?
Is it the water?
Coconut.
Yeah.
Coconut. Mm-hmm. It's got meat inside.
Mm-hmm. I've been staring at the edge of the
coconut.
Coconut water is expensive.
And it's not actually
what's
water.
You gave six?
Yes.
If you take me to a picnic lunch, you'll have to take me out a bunch. Leave me alone and I'll be fine, but take me to dinner and I'll whine. Yeah, it's me. Yeah, fuck you, it's me. If you take me to a picnic
Sir,
lunch,
my girlfriend will
have
the chocolate fondue mixed with the cheese fondue, and I am so sorry.
Bring me more wine.
Also, waiter, it's not a dog's asshole, but I'll eat it.
Leave me alone and I'll be fine, but take me to dinner and I'll whine.
So,
take me to a picnic lunch, you'll have to take me out a bunch?
Mm-hmm.
Take me to a picnic lunch, you'll have to take me out a bunch.
Well, this one's
Tupperware.
Clever.
Tupperware.
No.
Take me, what? Say it one more time.
I'd love to. If you take me to a picnic lunch, you'll have to take me out a bunch. Leave me alone and I'll be fine, but take me to dinner and I'll whine. This
grapes.
Is very clever. Yeah!
Yeah!
You did it!
Bunch. Nice.
Yes, thank you.
What a good riddle.
Thank you for coming to World News. That was really sweet.
You're welcome.
I remember meeting you.
Not
you.
I paid to do the show, so it's fine. I'll be there.
Please come back so I can meet you.
Yeah. Where were you? Smartass.
I was
on the 19th
in Seattle for PodCon. Mm.
And we'll make you this deal. If you come back to see World News and you bring grapes, we will let you toss the grapes into Adel's mouth.
Mm-hmm.
Deal.
Mm-hmm.
Uh-huh. Uh-huh. Uh-huh.
Anything to promote?
Come see World News when I'm there. Yeah. And if you come on social media, let us know you're going to be there so we can say hi afterwards. Because yesterday, Aaron and I did two shows and there was... Hey, we're real fans who were there for both shows.
Yeah.
And some I met and some I didn't meet because I didn't know they were there.
Mm-hmm.
And I would also like to add as a caveat to that, Adel just said, if you come on social media, let us know. Don't do that. I will say don't do that. We don't want to know about that.
If you orgasm, I want you to post something about it. You should be proud. Don't be ashamed. Sex positivity, baby.
Sex positivity, baby. I would like to plug, you can follow me at Instagram at Shark Barkman, Twitter at JPSoFly. Follow the show at Twitter. Follow the show.
On Twiddle? Well, well, well.
Oh, boy. Follow the show on
Pride
Twitter.
Pride before the fall, motherfucker.
Feel free to buy some of our merch at our TeePublic store.
Subscribe to our Patreon.
Yeah, patreon.com/heyriddleriddle. Also, if you like the show, if you enjoy the show, please feel free to head over to iTunes to give us a 5-star rating. Leave a little review if you want to. That really does help new people find the show. And, you know, more people should be infected. It's like The Ring. If you show this to someone else, you don't have to die.
And
so
they will laugh in 7 days.
Yeah, 7 days later, they'll be like, huh. So please let a friend know about the show.
And I'm still Aaron Keefe. And not, what would you say at the beginning of the episode?
Sharon Beef?
No, you called yourself like a pile of shit or something.
Oh, yeah, I was dumb. I'm a dumbass.
Yeah, I'm not a dumbass. I'm a queen.
You're Meatwad.
A Meatwad.
You're a Baron Queen.
I am not the blonde woman from the Muppets. Follow me on Instagram at AaronKeefe10, and I'll promote my shows there. And then also, if you want comps to any show that I'm in, including World News, you can contact me on that.
But if you want those comps, you have to draw Aaron as if she's a Muppet.
Yeah, you have to draw me as something, and you'll get free tickets to whatever.
And what would you do if a fan of our show came to World News and they had puppets of all of us?
I would burst into tears.
From fear?
From joy.
Well, you would only burst into tears if they dropped little tears on the puppet's eyes and then squeeze you, right?
So now we know that if you're experiencing joy, you will either cry or vomit.
A vomit. Yeah.
And Aaron, you said that your favorite place in the entire galaxy to cry and vomit is...
Jupiter!
Bye!
This has been Hey Riddle Riddle, created by Adol Refai. Starring Aaron Keith and John Patrick Cohen. KJ Snyder did the editing. And Marty Parrish is the music. Logo created by Emily Cardamus and Emmeline Morris.
That was a HeadGum podcast.